Okay, my name is Joe Olson. I'm going to talk about a new open source data engineering framework called Data Prep Kit.
Might close it. You have to.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so this Data Prep Kit was released by IBM with an Apache 2.0 license last week. It was used internally by IBM to prepare their Granite LLM family. So it was a data engineering tool that they used. They released it open source last week. There's three value props with this framework. So data engineering built on Kubeflow pipelines, so it's workflow based, which means you can define steps. A workflow is made up of steps. You take the output of one step and you send it into another, depending on what the output is. So it's a little easier to use than, or a little more flexible than just raw Python. The second value prop is scalable compute. So you can build and test your workflows locally and then easily migrate them up to much larger cloud clusters. And then the third value prop is community. We can collaborate, since we're workflow-based, we can collaborate on solving complex data engineering problems facing Gen AI, such as determining licensing and copyrights, compliance, GDPR, identifying personal information, hate speech and bias. So when we're shoveling all our data into our LLM, we can figure out and design pipelines to try to detect these things before they go into the LLM. The potential user base for this, Gen AI value creators. So if you don't want to get bogged down in data engineering, you're looking simply to maybe set up a RAG with a bunch of documents in it, this would be a perfect tool to do this. There's many examples and tutorials for processing that kind of data. Maybe you're a professional data engineer and you are bogged down in data engineering. Develop workflows, Python locally, easily migrated up to Spark, Ray, Kubeflow pipelines. And there's a catalog of existing transforms that operate on big data. So you already can come out of the gate with a bunch of stuff you can already leverage without having to rewrite it yourself. And then the third potential user of this is the AI researchers. And if you want to collaborate with other researchers in solving some of these data problems, this is a good framework to do it. And I'll just quick shout out to the AI Alliance. The AI Alliance was started in December of 2023. It is about 100 members right now. It's a non-profit organization that is promoting open and trusted ML AI and data engineering. So thank you.